What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. We are here every single morning on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. And the streak continues. I don't know when we're going to cool off. I don't really want to know when we're going to cool off. It could happen tonight. The cool streak is coming. But on the podcast, we are now a documented, I sound like a tout, documented, recorded, in the books, whatever the terminology is these days with the boiler room nonsense, 18-2. 18-2. I mean, it's ridiculous. 4 days, this is just a heater, and we're going to ride this heater until it bucks us off, and I can tell you right now, if I was not doing this podcast, the Daily Juice, every single day, I wouldn't bet today, all right? This is a college basketball game or day with games all over the country that are questionable. They're not great. I don't love any of the plays here today. So if you tell me, Matt, I'm taking a break and I'll come back on Thursday, I'm not going to hate on you by any stretch of the imagination. Sometimes the best bets you make are the ones you never place. Okay? That's just an old gambling acumen that a lot of people subscribe to, that I subscribe to quite a bit. But the idea of this podcast is to make plays every day. So I've got 3 bets on 3 college basketball games here today. Half a unit going on all of them. Volatile. You know, one of the games, Rhode Island and Wisconsin, was not supposed to even happen. It was supposed to be Louisville, and now it's Rhode Island. So it's just, you know, kind of crazy. So we're dealing with 2020. It's all topsy-turvy, but we went 1-1 in college basketball yesterday. College basketball is incredibly volatile. I'm doing really well in the NFL. If you go to bettingpros.com and you track the expert picks that everyone's doing, I'm part of, like, there's like 300 people that are in there that put their picks up every single week. And look, you know, there's different games you can play and different units and how many you want to play. You have to play 4 money line, 4 over unders, and 4 against the spread games every single week. You must do it. It's part of the gig. But on the money line bets, picks we've made over the last 4 weeks, I'm 17-4 picking on the money line. Like, it's just ridiculous. I went 8-1, up 7 units, picking on the money line for this last week. I just, for whatever reason, I'm seeing the board with football really, really well. College went 6-1 on Saturday. We went 6-0 on Sunday. 3-0 on Monday. 3-1 yesterday. The only thing we got wrong was the North Carolina game. They were leading up by 5. Late at Carver Hawkeye, and they fell apart. Credit Iowa. They shot the ball incredibly well. Carolina just didn't shoot as well as they needed to, and they took care of Garza like I thought they were going to. They had the bigs, but the 3-point shot just fell like crazy for Iowa. So because they were paying so much attention to Garza that they left open shots, it's a make or miss game. They made the shots. North Carolina didn't. Tip of the cap, Iowa wins big, and they cover. So that was the only game we got wrong. The Creighton Blue Jays, as I said, that was their Super Bowl. In all honesty, Marcus Zagorowski missing the free throw to tie the game and put it in overtime may have been a blessing for us, because who knows what happens in overtime. We got burned in that Pepperdine bet a couple of weeks ago or a week ago with overtime, a triple overtime game. But when it goes to overtime, you just never know. Like, it throws everything off. Your handicap is out the window, breaks and bad bounces and whatnot. So I'm not incredibly angry that Marcus missed that free throw, but I would have loved to have seen the Blue Jays win that game outright. But they lose by 1. They cover the 3.5-point line easily. Laffer, really, at the end of the game, it turned into one like we projected, that the Ravens were going to run away with the game, and they did. They ran all over the Cowboys. They win. They cover the 7 points that we had bought down from 7.5 to 7. That game closed at 9, by the way. All the money came in late on the Ravens, like I thought that it would. So we bought that down to 7. Didn't need it, but it was still good to have it. Our teaser hit. We capitalized on that. So another one of our same game teasers that cashed for us. That was great. So a 3-1 mark. And then in the Discord chat, if you guys aren't hanging out in the Discord chat, come on now. I went in there. I said Lamar Jackson, anytime touchdown at plus 155. I bet a half a unit on it. Lamar Jackson goes ahead and runs the first touchdown in. Some of you guys bet it for him to score the first touchdown, which I think was like plus 1,200. That was great. The awesome hit for you guys. I had plus 155. Lamar Jackson, score anytime touchdown. So that cashed for us with a half a unit. That was nice with plus money, so I really enjoyed that. And then I tried to get greedy in the Discord chat because I tried to middle the game with teasers. So I did this. I took the other half a unit that I had placed on the Lamar Jackson prop, and I put that on a teaser for the Cowboys up to 14.5, and I took the total, and I brought it up to 51.5, and I bet the under. So we would have gotten there if it wasn't for that late last touchdown that the Ravens scored. So that was a little bit of a bummer because that put the margin at 17. It blew the total, although we were at 51. But we would have needed one more score by the Dallas Cowboys, which they didn't get. But we would have needed that, and then that would have blown the under. So that bet, unfortunately, didn't cash, didn't hit for it. So 1-1 there, but we ended up because of the 155 plus money on the Lamar Jackson. So we ended up up there. So we made money in the Discord chat, and we made a lot of money on up 2 units on the Daily Juice picks for the podcast, going off with 3 wins and 0.5 unit loss. So great. I mean, just awesome. And look, when you're on a roll like this, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say, right? We're going to roll with it. And it's a lot of fun. I know a lot of you guys are showing me and DMing me and showing me the money you're winning, and that's phenomenal, okay? But pace ourselves. This is where the discipline comes in, all right? This is where flat wagering comes in. This is where you pad the bankroll preparing for the rain, all right? We're going to get all nice and tan. We're going to, sit out in the sun, and we're going to enjoy ourselves in our Mai Tais with the lapping ocean at our toes, okay? But the rain clouds are coming. The storm clouds are coming. This is the mental grind. This is the roller coaster ride. This is, you have to prepare for it, right? And I love the backhanded compliment some of you guys have been giving me. What a week, Matt, in particular after that horrible week you had after Thanksgiving. Yeah, thanks, okay? I appreciate that. Yes, I know what I did after Thanksgiving, okay? I know how bad I was. But I told you that you just had to keep grinding. Because if you keep grinding, good things will happen. We're trying to go 54%. Remember that, okay? We're not going to hit 90% of our bets. It's not going to happen, okay? It's very possible I go 0-3 today, right? But you know what happens if I go 0-3? The sun comes up on Thursday, and we go back to the window to make more bets on Thursday night football, right? Patriots-Rams. You know I'm locked in on that game, right? You know I'm fired up. I'll have a bit more going in that game than normal. I'll have a bit more prop bets going on like normal. So very cool stuff. Hey, speaking of prop bets, by the way, we're going to try something new for the last couple of weeks of the NFL season. So because Dan Harris is so damn good at prop bets, okay, I'm okay at it, right? My specialty is not DFS and not prop bets, although I do fairly well with prop bets. I'm probably hitting at like 55, 60% of my prop bets. I'm making money on prop bets, but not like Dan Harris. Dan has been killing it. So Dan does the projections for DFS, which literally translates right into prop betting. So we're going to try to expand. Dan normally gave me like 1 or 2 props every single week for the Daily Juice live stream. We're going to have him give me at minimum 5 a week starting this week. So, and we're going to track it. We're going to see how we can do here. So I'm going to bet Dan's plays. So my picks become Dan's picks, or really Dan's picks become my picks is a better way of saying it. But he does, I mean, just a ton of work all the time, every week, grinding. That guy grinds to find all sorts of nuggets and DFS rankings and everything else. So he's going to give me on Saturday night, he's going to give me 5 plays for us prop bets to play and bet, most likely at DraftKings because that's where Dan can get DraftKings. But he's going to look and search around, try to find some different values and plays that he likes. And he'll tell me the plays he likes. I'll go and try to find the best books that have the best odds for us to play it. And then I'll bet it because it's difficult for me to bet. You know, I got to wait till the morning, really, to bet these prop bets. But we're going to try to kind of combine our efforts, use Dan's vast knowledge of the DFS market and all the projections he's making, and then try to give you guys five winners and try to close out strong in the regular season when it comes to prop betting, and then see how it goes. And if it goes well, we'll then keep going throughout the playoffs into the Super Bowl and everything else. So that's a little bit of a change for the live stream. So watch for that coming up on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., 8 a.m., Pacific on Sunday mornings for the Daily Juice live stream for NFL football each and every week off the Betting Pros YouTube channel, youtube.com/bettingpros. If you've not subscribed to that channel, please do so now. Okay, going a bit long, apologize. BetMGM, the offer is still there. Thursday night football, Patriots, Rams, go ahead and bet a dollar on either team to win. If a touchdown gets scored, you win $100 in free wagers from BetMGM. Use that promo code JUICE100 for that. JUICE100 will get you $100 in free bets from BetMGM with a $1 moneyline wager on the Rams or the Patriots coming up on Thursday night. For terms and conditions, go to BetMGM.com. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey or West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, three games to break down here in college basketball. Let's start with one that I think is going to be very fun to watch. And maybe you might go, well, Rhode Island and Wisconsin, Matt, the line's 10 and it's climbing. Are you sure? And the total has been creeping up. Opened up at 136.5. It's now up to 138. Rhode Island gives up around 73 points a game. Wisconsin this year is scoring about 79 points per game. On the other side, Wisconsin does not give up many points, right? Wisconsin's a tough team. They play that grinded out style. They lost the last game to Marquette. The under hit by 1.5 points. Just came in, just barely hit. But so far this year, when it comes to the over-under, the totals, Wisconsin is 2-2 to the over. Rhode Island is 3-2 to the over. The over went way over on Arizona State in their first game of the year, as you would expect. That game was 94-88, over by 30 points. The next game against Boston College, the under hit. Their next two games against South Florida and San Francisco, the over hit easily, and the under hit in their last game against Seton Hall. For Wisconsin, their first two games against Eastern Illinois and Arkansas Pine Bluff, the over hit, but their last two games against Wisconsin Green Bay and Marquette, the under came in both of those. I'm going to play the over for a half a unit, and let me tell you why I'm going to play the over here at 138. I think Rhode Island's going to get curb stomped, all right? There's a good chance that Rhode Island gets blasted. However, you do have a really good player for Rhode Island that you have to take, you know, a pretty hard look at and go, okay, can Rhode Island cover a 10-point line? Can they do that? Well, Fats Russell has to be amazing. Can he be amazing? Yes. Will Wisconsin put all their effort on him? Yeah. But I've watched Rhode Island a couple times this year. They're long. They're athletic. They've got a bunch of transfers that are kind of thrown together, but they're a grinded out team who can play a physical style when needed. But they want to run, okay? They want to get up and down, and they want to try to go as fast as possible. They've won three games in a row. Okay, they beat Seton Hall in their last game 76-63. That was pretty impressive. They beat San Francisco 84-71. So I'm not comfortable laying 10 points, but I'm also not comfortable taking the 10 points with Rhode Island either, because I think there's a shot that Wisconsin, you know, wins this game pretty big as they impose their style. However, Rhode Island doesn't play defense. Okay? They don't play defense. Wisconsin can score if you give them open shots. They can score. Scored 82 points earlier this year, 92 points earlier this year. If you don't play defense, they can put up some numbers. I'm playing the over. Over 138 for Wisconsin in Rhode Island. I think this game's going to be a bit more up and down. And I think Rhode Island, if Fats puts it on and he starts going out and going off, he scores 30 points. I mean, I think we could be okay. Now, granted, Wisconsin's going to, again, key in on him. But I think Wisconsin's going to have a tough time stopping him and just shutting down this offense. I mean, Fats is a great passer. He can shoot the ball. He can get to the rim, get to the foul line. I think he's a problem here for Wisconsin, and I think there's a chance Rhode Island keeps this game close. So for that reason, I could see Wisconsin destroying Rhode Island, but I also can see this game being like a 75-70 win for Wisconsin, and we're going way over the 138. So I'm going to go over for a half a unit, Wisconsin and Rhode Island, at minus 110. Game number two. Let's talk about Indiana at Florida State. Big game, really, right? I mean, big game in the Big Ten ACC Challenge here. The line opened up at 3. It's down to 2.5. However, I'm going to buy the half a point here. I'm going to put it back up to 3. I like Indiana in this game, all right? Indiana is an interesting team. They're 3-1 on the year. They've played some decent competition. They've beaten Stanford. They lost to Texas by 22. They got thumped by Texas. They beat Providence, though, by 21, and they beat Tennessee Tech by 30. Florida State has only played one game, and they played North Florida, and they beat them up badly at 28. I think this is a game. Indiana is a bit more battle-tested. Indiana's had a bit more seasoning here, and even though it's on the road, there's no crowd that's going to be present really for this game, and you got a lot of size for Florida State. They're big, they're athletic, they play defense, and look, I'm not going to really put too much into the stock here for the offense and the defense here because Florida State played a bad team, so all the numbers are skewed a little bit, but you know, Indiana's playing decent defense, and I think they're just a team that's a bit undervalued and under the radar screen just a little bit. So far this year, what have we seen? High-ranked teams early in the season just don't really have their sea legs underneath them. Through COVID problems and travel problems and practice problems, they just don't really look good. I think Indiana's catching Florida State at a good time. Maybe if this game were to be played in like February or March, I might say Florida State all day long. But I think because Indiana's played more games, they're more battle-tested, I think Indiana at +3, they're the right side here. We're taking the Hoosiers at +3 for a half a unit here going in. Again, I bought this from 2.5 to 3. I paid the minus 125 juice to get it back to 3. I'm not going to get burned again by, you know, a last-second three-point shot or something like that. So we're going to buy it back up from 2.5 to 3. If you can find a 3 at minus 110, take it, okay? Because I like that a lot. So go ahead and take that. But +3, Indiana. And one more game to talk about for a half a unit. Oklahoma on the road at Xavier. Line opened up at 1.5. It's been slowly ticking up here now. Xavier -2 is the current number at the time of taping. Oklahoma played Texas San Antonio. They won big. And then they played on the road at Texas Christian, and they won by 4. Huh? Okay. I mean, TCU is not a very good team. They should, come on now. Oklahoma, if they're good, they should probably have won that game relatively easily. So they're 1-0-1 right now to the number Oklahoma. Xavier has played 6 games. They played 6 games already, and they look pretty good doing it. They're coming off of a big win over Cincinnati as they were on the road as 3-point dogs. They won the game by 8. They won over Tennessee Tech by 31. They're undefeated, 6-0 straight up, 3-3 on the year. They've played more games. They are more, I like this Xavier team a lot out of the Big East. I don't think they're going to make a lot of noise in the Big East, but I don't like Oklahoma's team all that much. I mean, in terms of early on, out of the gate where they are, I haven't been very impressed with them. I think this is another matchup where you got a game where a team like Xavier, they've played more games, they've had more practices, they've seen competition, they're just ready to go here. And I think the defense for Xavier is going to be tough here. They're only giving up about 64 points per game. They're scoring about 80.5 points per game. Oklahoma's defense is okay, giving up about 72 points per game, but I haven't seen someone like Xavier come in here. I've liked what I've seen so far out of the Musketeers. I'm going to lay the 2 points with Xavier at home, Oklahoma at Xavier, taking Xavier -2. So 3 plays, all a half a unit. We're going over Wisconsin, URI, at 138 on the over, Indiana +3 at Florida State, and Xavier at home -2 against Oklahoma. Will we keep going and stay hot? I don't know. We'll see. But Thursday morning, we are back, and we're back with football, college and pro games to be had on Thursday. So we're back into the warmer waters. Again, not a great day, not a great card of games to break down. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I wouldn't bet today, but those are 3 games that I like. Fade or follow it, and then we're back to recap. Do we stay hot? We'll see. I did a heat check yesterday in the Discord chat with that teaser. I said, okay, heat check time, and we nearly got it. We missed, but we nearly got it. So this, again, is sort of like a heat check day. with these three plays. Let's see if we can stay hot with an 18-2 record over the last 4 days on the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning, including tomorrow morning for a Thursday. It's the Daily Juice podcast off bettingpros.com, presented by BetMGM.